A reading from the book of Chronicles. All the leading priests and the people were exceedingly unfaithful, following all the abominations of nations. And they polluted the house of the Lord that he had consecrated in Jerusalem. The Lord, the God of their ancestors, persistently sent his messengers to them because he had compassion on his people. And on his dwelling place. But they kept mocking the messengers of God, despising his words and scoffing at his prophets, until the wrath of the Lord against his people became so great that there was no remedy. Therefore, the Lord brought up against them the king of the Chaldeans, who burned the house of God, broke down the wall of Jerusalem, burned all its palaces with fire, and destroyed all its precious vessels. The king took into exile in Babylon those who had escaped from the sword, and they became servants to him and to his sons until the establishment of the kingdom of Persia. And to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had been made up for its Sabbaths. All the days that it lay desolate, it kept Sabbath, to fulfill 70 years. In the first year of King Cyrus of Persia, in fulfillment of the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord stirred up the spirit of King Cyrus of Persia, so that he sent a herald throughout all his kingdom, and also declared in a written edict, "Thus says the king Cyrus of Persia, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever is among you of all his people, may the Lord his God be with him. Let him go up." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and wept, remembering Zion. On the poplars that grew there, we hung up our harps. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. For it was there that they asked us, our captors, for songs, our oppressors for joy. Sing to us, they said, one of Zion's songs. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. Oh, how could we sing the song of the Lord on alien soil if I forget you, Jerusalem? Let my right hand wither. I prize not Jerusalem above all my joys. Let my tongue be silent if I ever forget you. A reading from the book of Paul to the Ephesians. God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. For it is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come, God might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. This is not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Nicodemus came to Jesus in the dark of night. Jesus told him, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that those who believe in him may have eternal life. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that those who believe in him would not die, but would live forever. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might believe through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned. Those who do not believe in him are already condemned because they refuse to believe in the name of the only Son of God. Now this is the judgment. Light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil refuses to come into the light, lest their deeds be exposed. And yet those who do the truth embrace the light, so that all might see that their deeds are done in God." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus says at the very beginning of St. John's Gospel, "The light came into the darkness, but the darkness was not able to overcome it." Jesus says in another place in St. John's Gospel, I am the light. Everyone who follows me will not walk in darkness. And then he says in today's reading, as he speaks to Nicodemus, Nicodemus who is there in the midst of the dark, in the middle of the night, for fear of being found out. The light has come into the world, but people prefer darkness to light because their works were evil. And then Jesus says in another place of you and me, you are the light of the world. A city on a hilltop cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and hide it under a bushel basket. They put it on a lampstand high in the house so that it gives light to all. Let your light shine so that those who see your good works may give glory to your Father in heaven. In every time and in every age, there is light. Light by which the love and the compassion and the justice of God leads men and women. You and I cannot determine where that light emanates from, although we know what that light is. And in the first reading from the Scriptures today, that light came from a very unexpected place. The people of Israel had been carted off in exile. The temple had been destroyed, the city devastated, many of the inhabitants murdered. And for 70 years, those people lived as aliens. And then there arose a figure named Cyrus. Cyrus amassed an army and he conquered all the world that was known at the time. Cyrus the First was the first king of Persia. Just as a footnote, Persia is present-day Iraq. Cyrus releases the people of Israel who've been bound there for 70 years. And he sends them back to their home. And not only does he do that, but he provides them the resources to restore their city and to rebuild their temple. The light came out of Cyrus, the manifestation of God's justice came out of Cyrus. A non-believer, an alien himself, an outsider. In every age, at every time, there is light. Light that allows us to see and allows us to move. And that light is the justice of God, the mercy of God, and the truth of God, that becomes manifest by human action, that becomes manifest by human action. And that light instills hope. That light instills in the hearts of men and women the ability to go on, the ability to see, to no longer be shrouded in darkness. You and I are called to be that light. By the words we speak and the deeds we do. John Rankin lived in a little town in Ohio in the 1800s. He owned a house, and the house was on the top of the highest hill in that town. And every night, as the sun went down, John Rankin would climb the steps up into his attic, and there in the highest window of the house, he would hang a light, a lantern. The townspeople thought this was a curious habit of John's. But the hundreds, and perhaps even thousands, of slaves escaping from the south and moving north saw that lantern miles off. That meant that lantern was a beacon of hope, was a directional point, was a sign of welcome, meant hospitality, but most of all meant freedom. No one lights a lamp and then hides it under a bushel. You put it on a lampstand high in the house so that all can see. So must your light shine.